Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible Kids. I'm Ezekiel.
I'm Ezekiel's mommy, Jill. So great to be here with you, buddy.
Good to be here with you.
Today is...
Today is January 5th.
you could be so bossy.
January 5th, we're reading New Testament for everyone.
Yes.
And we're reading New Testament in a year. And we're reading Matthew 5:1-26.
That's right. I hope everybody's having a great day. You ready to read?
Yep.
Okay.
The Beatitudes.
Beatitudes.
The Beatitudes.
This is one of my favorite passages.
When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the hillside and sat down. His disciple came to him. He took a deep breath and began his teaching. Blessing on the poor in spirit. The kingdom of heaven is yours. Blessing on the mourners. You're going to be comforted. Blessings on the meek. You're going to inherit the earth. Blessings on people who hunger and thirst for God's justice. You're going to be satisfied. Blessing on the merciful. You'll receive mercy yourselves. Blessings on the pure in heart. You will see God. Blessings on the peacemakers. You'll be called God's children. Blessings on people who are persecuted because of God's way. The kingdom of heaven belongs to you. Blessings on you when people slander you and persecute you. And say all kinds of wicked things about you falsely because of me. Celebrate and rejoice. There's a great reward for you in heaven. That's how they persecute the prophets who went before you, fulfilling the law. You're the salt of the earth, but if the salt becomes tasteless, how is it going to get salty again? It's no good for anything. You might as well throw it out and walk all over it. You're the light of the world. A city can't be hidden. If it's on top of a hill, people don't light a lamp and put it under a bucket. They put it on a lampstand. Then it gives light to everybody in the house. That's how you must shine your light in front of people. Then they will see what wonderful things you do, and they'll give glory to your Father in heaven. Don't suppose that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I didn't come to destroy them. I came to fulfill them. I'm telling you the truth. Until heaven and earth disappear, not one stroke, not one dot is going to disappear from the law until it's all come true. So anyone who relaxes a single one of these commandments, even the little ones, and teaches that the people will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But anyone who does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Yes, let me tell you, unless your covenant behavior is far superior to that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never get into the kingdom of heaven. On murder and
reconciliation.
You heard that it was said to the ancient people, "You shall not murder," and anyone who commits murder shall be liable to judgment. But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be liable to judgment. Anyone who uses foul and abusive language will be liable to the law court. And anyone who says "you fool" will be liable to the fires of
Gehenna.
So if you are coming to the altar with your gift, and there you remember what your brother has a...
Grievance
against you. Leave your gift right there in front of the altar and go first and be reconciled to your brother. Then come back and offer your gift. Make friends with your opponent quickly while you are with him in the street. In case your opponent hands you over to the judge and the judge to the officer, and you find yourself being thrown into jail, I'm telling you the truth. You won't get out until you've paid every last copper coin.
So do you know what's really cool and important about this reading today?
What?
So at the beginning, Jesus is talking to the crowds, and this is called the Beatitudes. This is the teaching of Jesus on the Mount, mm-hmm. and we were there in Israel together, and Jesus tells the people, he blesses the people that we would normally not think that they would be called blessed. So here Jesus calls the people that are mourning, like grieving over somebody that's passed. We don't really think of them as, oh, they're blessed people, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here Jesus blesses them. So basically it's like the people that we would have a tendency to forget or not think about or say bad things about. This is who Jesus is blessing. So it's really important that we pay attention to that today. Yeah?
Yeah. Okay.
Do you want to pray that we would not overlook?
Do you want to pray today?
Sure. Dear Jesus, thank you for your word today, and thank you for showing us the importance of not overlooking people that we would sometimes not think about or not pay attention to or scoff off or make judgments about. And you remind us clearly here today that you call them blessed and that they are yours, and help us to be mindful of those people. We pray this all in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, that's it for today. I'm Ezekiel.
I am Ezekiel's mama, Mama J.
And we'll be back tomorrow. Bye.
Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.